This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A heat wave wreaking havoc with a big swath of the United States, particularly Texas, the Lone Star State, getting hit hard. One death as a result of a 14-year-old boy in a national park, Big Bend, outside of Marfa, Texas. Hey, everybody. How are you? Hope you had a great weekend. It was a crazy weekend for some big news that could really rock what's happening with the Kremlin and Putin. In fact, Putin's leadership being called into question. So here's the latest on that. The day after there was this armed rebellion by the Wagner mercenaries against Putin's government, diffused at the last minute, this march to Moscow, people cheering in the streets. Neither Putin nor the mercenary leader made a public appearance. So there is this weird sort of sense of what's happening. There's confusion. There's chaos. It's pervading Russia. And it's the swirl of these events over the last couple of days. And it's questioning, I think, Putin's authority for sure in the future of the war in Ukraine. By Saturday night, in fact, the leader of Belarus stepped in and arranged for a scenario that the Wagner fighters would avoid repercussions. And like I said, people cheered and embraced the mercenaries as they were going through the street in what was called a march for justice. So the impact of this challenge to the Kremlin, which went unpunished, we won't know for maybe days, maybe weeks, who knows. But you think of Russia's standing with partners like China and what they're trying to assess of Putin's authority. So it could lead to a breakdown of Russia's war effort, and there's certainly some uncertainty and chaos that now is happening. Wow. That is, needless to say, the big story that could change what we are seeing in our world and the repercussions of what's happened in Ukraine for so many countries, including our country as well, and the aid that we've given to Ukraine, etc. I mean, does this thing get upended? Does Ukraine keep its territory, and is that the end of that? And then is it the end of Putin or not? That is a huge question. I mean, to me, he's such a megalomaniac, and it's all about his legacy. Is this the fall of Putin? Are there preparations going on for that to happen? I mean, certainly enemies have to be circling. So could it be the end of Vlad? That's the story of the week and weeks to come, I absolutely believe. Meanwhile, closer to home, you got lots of I want to be presidents running around stumping for votes on the Republican side, although you've got RFK Jr. who's out there trying to get the Democratic nod from the current president as far as Democrats are concerned. But it's interesting in looking at the conversations and what the conversations are about. Even Chris Christie, who's not polling very well, not a surprise, the former governor of New Jersey, has gone after and made comments about the former president and is very direct about it and was booed at an event. And there's no question in any poll anywhere, I would challenge the pollsters to find a poll where Trump's lead isn't double on even his closest competitor, which would be Ron DeSantis. In that crowded Republican field, he is on top, period, end of story. The latest NBC News poll found that Trump expanded his lead on the Florida Gov and the rest of the primary field to 29 points. That nearly doubles his lead from April, which was 15 points. So a 51% majority of Republican primary voters nationwide pick Trump over DeSantis. And then everybody else, and DeSantis is like 22%. The former vice president, 7%. Chris Christie, 5%. No other candidate getting more than 4%. And you can't find a survey where it's not something very similar to that. You cannot find it. And if you look at the, you know, the support, the shift that's happened, there is no shift. I mean, there's no shift. It's only getting stronger. And the money raising is just continued to ramp up. So this clearly, looking through the summer and the fall and out of 2023 into 2024, is going to be interesting, my friends, to watch. But like I said, Trump, you know, Chris Christie mocking Trump just basically got booed off the stage in thinking, you know, he's going to be direct and hammer him. And it didn't work. So there is no question that the closest person is DeSantis, but even DeSantis has not even, I think, any kind of a serious leg up on some of the things that he's talking about at this point in what we're seeing. Of course, there's a long way to go to get to the finish line, which is the primaries, but before you know it, we'll swing that calendar over. We are 6 months away from the tail end of December, and before you know it, we'll flip that calendar and those primaries will be hitting. This was a crazy thing that happened with a wild little train accident in a very pretty area of the country in Montana, the Yellowstone River. There were mangled cars. They had hazardous materials. They crashed into the water following this bridge collapse. They had hot asphalt, one of them. Supposedly some of that hot asphalt was floating down the river, and molten sulfur that fell into this rushing river on Saturday near, not too far from Billings, but near the town of Columbus, which is about 40 miles west of Billings. It's pretty sparsely sparsely populated section of the Yellowstone River, but it's got beautiful farmland and a ranch. I mean, it's just an incredible area. So they started water testing on Saturday, and they're removing the cars. They've removed the cars, and they're just investigating, cleaning it up, and the removal and the restoration and making sure the water's okay. They're saying right now it's okay to drink, but it was really, since there was so much damage to the cars, it was really tough to figure out the best way to remove those cars, because this is an old highway bridge that paralleled the railroad bridge, and together they were called the Twin Bridges. And so, you know, the railroad bridge is inspected, I guess, a couple times a year, and who knows? So they're looking into that. Like I said, I've actually been to that area, and it's really, really very, very scenic, but sparsely populated. I guess that's the good news there. All right, coming up next, UBIs. By now, you all know what that acronym stands for, right? Ubiquitous bits of information. What are they? You got to find out next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Fun when we do this. You're going to love it. UBIs or fun facts. People, we are surrounded by all kinds of fun facts because, like, I'm an information content junkie. I know many of you are, too. Go on. And we can go in so many directions with this. And Jeremy Paulson likes it, too. So he does this with me every week, and it's so fun when we do it. Jeremy, how are you?
I'm doing good. Just working
good.
Another day.
You're above ground. That's what my grandfather used to say. So it's a good day.
Yeah.
Nice.
Got some rain yesterday, so it's a great day.
Oh yeah. When you don't have was there a long time in between rain?
Yeah, I don't know, a couple of weeks or something.
Oh.
I feel like we needed it.
Yeah.
You know, it cools everything down.
Yep. I agree. That's the same thing that happened in my neighborhood. In fact, there was so much rain, there was like a lightning storm, and it struck the local Wawa and knocked it out for the day, which is like a 7-Eleven type convenience store. It's crazy. Everything, they had to throw all the stuff out because of the refrigerated food got ruined. And
oh,
wow, yeah,
that's
bummer.
Horrible.
It is horrible.
That was. I hated like I went to Jimmy John's the other day, and they gave me a loaf of bread. Because they're throwing it out. And I was just like, oh, man, I can bring this to a shelter or something. Like,
I know. That's exactly what I thought of. And they said they can't do it because it was too much time in between. I was like, ugh, terrible. All right, that's a happy note. So you have a UBI.
On a brighter side.
Yes.
I did sports because you're the sports lady and the sports guru, the sports one. So just one fun sports facts. So who was the first person in both the football and basketball Hall of Fame?
In
basketball?
In the first person in the NFL Hall of Fame, and then in the basketball Hall of Fame.
No, it was in both. He's a person in both.
Oh, first person in the NFL Hall of Fame, and I got to think about this, and the NBA Hall of Fame. Oh, it's a two-way dude. Gosh, hang on, I'm going to think of it. I'm going to think of a guess anyway.
Yeah, I wrote that down. It's football and baseball. I was wrong.
Is it football and baseball?
Yes. He's in both the football and baseball Hall of Fame.
Football and baseball Hall of Fame. Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan's not in the baseball Hall of Fame.
Well, Hall of Fame, he could be in the baseball Hall
like
of Fame for us.
Bo Jackson or Deion Sanders.
So NBA Hall. Well, wait, is it NFL or NBA?
It's NFL and baseball.
So of course he's not.
Football
NFL Hall of Fame and baseball Hall.
I thought you'd say Bo Jackson or Deion, but it's like Cal Hubbard.
No. Oh hell, I would have never gotten that.
Yeah, Cal Hubbard. He played football way back in the day, but in baseball he was an umpire, well-known umpire, and got it.
So. Yeah, I knew that. He was, because he was in the 70s, I want to say, he got in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Because I did a bunch of live shows. It was so cool from the Baseball Hall of Fame. So, yes, I wouldn't have guessed that he was in the other one. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. That's a good one.
And then we got some club ones. You know, you got the 500 Club, 400 Club, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So, Brett Favre, Tom Brady, and Jerry Rice are in a club together. What is it? They share the one thing, a club.
Brett Favre.
Tom Brady, Jerry Rice.
Yards. I don't know.
They are
passing
the only
yards.
Three people with 300 games that aren't a kicker, that played 300 plus games.
Oh.
That are not kickers. They're the
yeah,
only three.
I wouldn't have gotten that either. 300. Okay. Nice.
Okay, here's one you might get. Barry Bonds is a member of two clubs.
Barry Bonds, baseball, two clubs, records.
Yep. Two record clubs.
Okay, two records clubs. So he would be. Oh, let's see. He was in baseball for 22 years. Da 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 da. Home runs.
Yeah.
That would be one of them. Don't tell me the other one. I'm going to try to get it. There's so many different ways you could go with this. Okay, so home runs, or it could even be he won, like, I want to say, not 10, I want to say 8 Gold Glove Awards. That would be one. Stolen bases, that would be one.
There you go, steals. He is the only member of the 400 home runs and steals, and the 500 home run and steals.
Oh, yeah. He was a great stealer.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's huge for the way he could. Well, of course, we could go into all the things about Barry Bonds, but yeah.
And then two stupid fun facts that you probably won't know. How did Babe Ruth get his 700th home run?
How?
He paid the guy $20.
That's good.
That guy hated that. Like,
yeah, come on, I gotta get it.
And Wilt Chamberlain is known for many things. But he's not known for this. He never fouled out of a game.
Ooh, really?
Well, supposedly.
And he's known for points, of course.
And rebounding.
Yeah.
And being big and physical.
But he never fouled out.
Suppose he's never fouled out of a game, supposedly.
Nice. Okay. Well, I'm going to say that's pretty good. I like that one. We learned a few things from there. Cal Hubbard, that will stick with me for sure.
Cal Hubbard, yeah.
Cal Hubbard. Okay, mine are totally different. They're not sports facts. Mine are, because you and I always talk off the air about food, and I know sometimes there at the mothership, a lot of you hit the drive-thrus. So when was the first drive-thru restaurant created? What year do you think?
Ooh, that's a good one.
It is a good one. It's hard.
How old?
It's hard.
Are you talking about like diners where they walk up to the window?
No, drive-through.
They
you
actually drive
the car,
a vehicle
you drive
through.
Yes, food to customers in cars.
Because I remember the parking lot. You drive up and you get out and walk up to the window.
No.
Know? It wasn't like it was like a drive up, not a drive-through.
No, drive-through.
I want to say 60-something. Maybe six. Six?
No, wrong. The first drive-thru restaurant, 1947. Red Cheney, he was the operator of Red's Giant Hamburger in Springfield, Missouri. And that's what it was. It was a drive-through. But then what's really wild is In-N-Out Burger, which I like In-N-Out Burgers because I lived in California for a while and that's where they were from, opened a drive-through in 1948, a year after Red's place. And then Jack in the Box also opened as a drive-through only restaurant in 1951. You could not sit down in it.
That's interesting.
I think it's interesting too, right?
I don't remember drive-through that old. I remember the drive-up.
Right, right. When you get out of the car, you're right about that.
And you drive up and you get out and you walk up to a window.
Right, right, right. When do, and this is from surveys and everything that have been created, but when are drive-thrus the fastest and they're usually the most friendliest? The people that you're, when you're ordering and people driving aren't trying to be right up on your bumper and that kind of stuff. What time of day do you think?
Oh, time of day?
Yeah.
Ooh, I want to say like 2.
That's good. Mid-afternoon. That's because why? Probably less people. I'm thinking that's kind of a snack period, right?
Yeah.
So probably less people. All right, how about this? The average drive-through wait time, average. What do you think it is?
Average wait, so that's including busy and slow time?
Yeah, average wait.
6 minutes.
181 seconds.
Oh, was it really? Wow.
Huh. I think that's a wow. Apparently, they're not including Chick-fil-A, which they're out. It's insane in my area. I don't know. And they're pretty fast. They are fast, though. I mean, they're like, these kids are walking when you're driving the car. They're trying to get to hit that number. I'm positive of that. It's so crazy. All right, this is a good one, too. Who has the quickest service, though, overall, of all our drive-thrus? And it's a popular brand. So
quickest service overall, popular brand.
Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell.
That was a good guess. Wendy's quickest.
I love Wendy's.
Yeah. Now, here's a big one. Who has the most accurate? You know, you order stuff and then it's not right when you get the bag and you've already driven away.
The most accurate?
Yeah, most accurate.
White Castle.
I love White Castle. Chick-fil-A. 92% of the orders are correct. How about that? Yeah.
That's good. Definitely not Taco John's.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
They always mess up my order.
Good job, Jeremy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A new poll shows former President Trump is expanding his lead over the rest of the Republican presidential field despite his federal indictment. The NBC News survey finds only single-digit support for former Vice President Mike Pence, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Some damage is being reported in Indiana after a suspected tornado hit the central part of the state. Tornado warnings were in effect in multiple counties on Sunday. It turns out U.S. intelligence agencies briefed the White House and Congress last week of an expected arms rebellion in Russia. The spy agencies had picked up strong signals in mid-June that Wagner Group mercenary boss Yevgeny Prigozhin was planning a revolt against Russia's defense ministry. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse returns to the front of the box office pack with $19 million. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Story. This time around in Author's Corner here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we have Scott Allen Curley with us. His book is called Absolution, The Dark Path to Light. We had such a great off-air conversation. He's such a jolt of inspiration because of what he overcame, what he has to offer, and what he's doing right now is so fascinating. Scott, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
So let's talk about, first of all, your background, because you're a self-made millionaire, but people would say, oh, that's unlikely. I'm sure a lot of people said, no way is this going to happen for this guy. So let's talk about the beginnings of your life and some of the things that happened to you, how you kind of fell into this bad gap.
Wow. Well, we would need more than 9 minutes for that, but I'll give you the elevator pitch. Basically, I was raised in a very dysfunctional household. I was adopted, and everything was about impressions and image. So I was kind of raised to focus more on the outside as opposed to the inside, which left me pretty emotionally devoid and missing a lot of, I think, important parts as a kid, you know, growing up. So I kind of created this alternate persona to get me through. And so I just created this world and this image of myself of being kind of overly everything, overly confident, overly popular, overly athletic, per se. When all along I was just completely lost in who I was as a person on the inside. And it was a conflict that I struggled with my entire childhood that kind of spilled into early adulthood where it came to a head. And that's when things just really went upside down. I got in trouble with, I started doing drugs, got in trouble with the law a lot. Never hurt, never did anything violent or sexual in nature, but was stealing cars and radios and all that. Ended up going back and forth to jail. And ultimately got sentenced to prison for a 35-year sentence for auto theft. And that was a reality check. That was one of the things I could not talk myself out of.
Wow. So you fast forward to, you come out of prison, all of that, and now you're the co-CEO of Finish Line Tax Solutions, and it's one of the nation's largest tax relief firms. You live on a ranch outside of Dallas. I mean, you have this wonderful life. So tell us about the book and what made you write it, and what can people expect in Absolution, the dark path which you describe, to light?
Well, you know, it took me years to build the courage to write this book because there was so much self-inflicted trauma in my life, plus out, you know, external traumas, not only, you know, with self-esteem issues, identity issues. I didn't know who I was, didn't know where I belonged. Then, of course, I'll go to prison four times. I spent 10 years in prison. And then once I get out, I'm told that I can't get a license to do this. I can't do that. I can't own a gun. You can't, there's so many things that a person who has been to prison cannot do. But it did not change the fact that I felt like I still owed it to myself to try or deserved it. So I had to change my mindset from asking why and go into asking why not. And that is what kind of started leading me down the path of pursuing my own goals and dreams, despite what they were telling me or society was telling me I couldn't do. I have a way of looking at the world that is somewhat different from what I hear other people say. I look at the world and I see opportunities in obstacles. So what that means is every single thing I do, I have to do it outside of the box. Everything. I can't get an apartment in my name. I can't, you know, there's certain types of banking activities that I can't do, you know, certain type of loans. They look at your background and your history. And although it's 30 years ago, it will still just categorically disqualify me from some of the basic things that the average person can do. So what I've had to do and what I've trained myself to do is to think outside of the box, because I'm not going to accept the fact that I'm not worthy nor entitled to opportunities just because you tell me I'm not meaning you, Kate, of course. But so that's, I pursue things not because you say I can't, but because I say I can. I just have to find creative ways to accomplish my goals.
All right. So this book, by the way, is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. One of the things you told me is success is in your line of sight. And you said you couldn't accept being a victim. There's such a lesson in this for so many people. So when people get your book, what can they expect? What will they learn?
Well, they'll learn that my life has been a wild ride, and the vast majority of the challenges that I faced were self-imposed. I'll be the first to admit that. At the same time, I absolutely, unequivocally refuse to take a victim stance. I'm a firm believer in owning all of my shortcomings. You know, we got to own them. You know, if we make a mistake, I don't use the word failure. I use the word shortcoming, because a failure is only a failure if you stop trying. Muhammad Ali said that you don't lose when you fall down. You lose when you stay down. So we don't fail. It's not a failure if we hit a shortcoming or if we find ourselves in a self-imposed problematic situation. We fail when we quit and we stop trying to move forward and move past it. So I see I see those situations as being opportunities that to learn from and to grow from. And that's the one thing I think folks should take from the book, Absolution, The Dark Path to Light, is to not confuse barriers with obstacles. A barrier is something that you cannot get through. Prison was a barrier. I couldn't get out until they let me out, you know. However, barriers are not as abundant as obstacles are. We all face obstacles, but we tend to view them as barriers. An obstacle is just something that you have to work around. And once I really started understanding that, then it really just opened up all sorts of opportunities for me, because an obstacle is an opportunity, because not only do you work around it and you learn something, but it makes you stronger. It makes you more creative in the way you think. So I welcome, I welcome obstacles.
Well, I love that. Barrier is different from obstacles. That's a huge takeaway, like you said, I think, for people reading this. All right, tell us about your company and how did that all start?
Yeah, we started this company. I was homeless, actually. When you read the book, or for those of your listeners who choose to read the book, a perfect storm had developed, literally, in my life that rendered me homeless for 58 days. And I had a friend, or have a friend, his name's Brian Gordon, who was in a very catastrophic situation also, and we grew up together. But he knew that I knew this industry, and he knew I was good at sales and marketing, and so he was able to come up with $2,000, and he told me, he said, "Scott, man, if I come up with $2,000, you think you got one more in you?" Because he knew I started a company like this before, and it did well, and I sold it, and it's still in existence. So I said, "Brian, if it can be done, we can do it." So we took the $2,000, and I had people in my ear saying, "Man, you got, yeah," because I was in a little cheap, cheesy Motel 8 hotel, kind of seedy, and there were folks in my ear like, "Man, you just get a job. You got a roof over your head for less than 2 weeks, and you don't have money. Take that job," because I was offered a job to sell timeshares with a base salary of, you know, maybe $500 a week. That made no sense to me. I felt like I have an opportunity. Yes, it's $2,000, but I know me and I know what I'm capable of. And it could have been $200,000, because I had zero doubt that it would succeed. I was so confident that I turned down a quote unquote real job to start a business while being homeless with $2,000. So despite what everyone said, we did that. And the first week we turned that $2,000 into $10,000. The next week we did the same thing. 3 months later we had a little office, and the first year we did about $1 million, and we doubled in size every year. So we got honored by Inc. magazine last year for being one of the fastest growing companies in the country. I think we made we were ranked number 1304 out of 34 million companies.
Wow.
So yeah, it's been a ride.
It has been a ride. And finally, when you look at this and then you put this all together in the book, that had to feel good to see the book, to be able to touch the book, to put your life in these words and then share them with other people and spread your wisdom. Does it feel really good?
It does now. It does. It was very emotionally draining writing this book, because I was forced to face and remember and revisit so many dark places that I'd been. And so I had to get a little hand-holding along the way, but I knew that if I'm going to write an autobiography, then I have to be real. I have to tell the truth and cut no corners. Otherwise, it's a work of fiction, you know? And so it took years to build the courage, but I felt like, and I was told actually, that it would be selfish of me to not write it, considering the extreme, transitions that I've made in my life. So that was what really pushed me over the edge to go ahead and write it. Because had I done it, I couldn't have done it, or may not have done it, just for myself. But when I was told and was reminded of how many people need to hear this and may benefit and learn from it, that's what made me do it.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. Absolution, The Dark Path to Light. Scott Allen Curley, what a delight. Pick this up, Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever great books are sold. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
Ever feel feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
He's in a virtual green room, William Vincoli. The name of his book is I Take the Angela, A Life in Poetry. And we talked off the air, and it's so interesting. You know, you think of people who have those marriages that seem to last forever, and he was absolutely in love with his wife, and I think the same thing probably back on her end. I would have loved to meet her. 56 years married. Thank you so much for joining us, William.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
And you have a pen name, by the way. Tell us about that.
Oh, my pen name is Guglielmo, which is William in Italian. And as a matter of fact, it's not my birth certificate, so I just use that as my pen name.
I like that. Guglielmo. It's so pretty. And that's how you'll find it. You go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. So, first of all, tell us about this love story about meeting your wife and what life was like.
Well, I met my wife when she was 16 and I was 18. And she was on Rye Beach with her girlfriend, and I was with my buddy, and the two of us said, oh boy, there's two cuties, let's go over. And we spent most of the afternoon on the beach. My friend was interested in Angela, and so I was stuck with Bobby. And, we talked, and then we parted, and I didn't hear or see her for 2 years, and then all of a sudden, my sister's girlfriend said, how would you like to meet a nice Italian girl? And she introduced me, and I couldn't believe it. There was Angela. And I really believe it was fate that we met again.
Right, so you didn't get the first time, it didn't happen. I like how you said I was stuck. You didn't meet her the first time, but then the second time around, it was a hit. What was life like for the two of you? Did you go on many adventures and whatnot?
Well, we started dating, and of course, her parents are very, very strict Italians. And I was the first one that her mother liked. She had met a few boys, but her mother liked me for some reason, and then we went out, and I'll never forget when I she was in high school. She was graduating, and I wanted to propose, and I had the ring, and we were right in front of her house in the car, and I went to give her the ring, and the tenant upstairs said, "Why don't you two give it up?" And it just spoiled the whole thing, but it didn't spoil our relationship, so it was amazing. I just adored her.
Yeah, mother, grandmother, wife, like I said, all those decades married, and something you told me that I thought was so interesting, which a lot of people can't say, you were never apart more than 2 weeks.
Yep, only 2 weeks. When I was in the bank, I had to go to the University of Indiana for 2 weeks, and I'll tell you, it was torture, but that was the only time we were apart. It was amazing.
And then you fast forward, and sadly, Angela gets pancreatic cancer, and that had to be such a blow. But what a fighter she was through the whole thing, huh?
Well, let me tell you, it amazed me because she was usually very timid, and she was very quiet, person. But I'll tell you, she fought like a tiger. She lasted 2.5 years going to chemo, radiation, it was just doctor's visit. It wasn't a good 2.5 years, but at least we were together.
Yeah, and boy, I'll tell you what, you never hear that with pancreatic cancer. She really wanted to be there. There's no question about that. And let's talk about your poetry and writing the poems. How did all that come about for you?
Well, you know, there's always been an expression, you're a poet and you don't know it, and that was me. So I don't know where these poems, they just came from my heart and my soul. And it just I kept putting them on paper and paper. And finally, after she passed, I put them together and I got in touch with the publisher and we made a book out of it. And I was amazed.
Yeah, you talk about everything. What's so cool? I mean, you talk about the treatments. I mean, you have several poems all about that. What that's like. You talk about so much that happened there. You talk about hospice at home because people always wonder about that. You talk about that whole journey, but you also talk about the beginning of your love story and motherhood and all of that. The marriage planned. And a bump in the road and the big move. Tell us about the big move, because you wrote a great poem about that.
Well, you know, my wife adored her children, and when I decided, when I retired, and I wanted to move to Florida, for some reason I had it in my head I wanted to move to Florida. I had purchased the acreage down there many years before. She didn't want to go. And finally she went, and when we got down there, she loved it. When we come up here, she'd say, "Honey, let's go home." And so it was amazing. It was really a smooth transition. And those 9 years in Florida were the happiest years of our life.
Yeah, you said, lots of walks, huh?
Oh, we used to walk and we used to say the rosary. And you'd see an alligator cross the road while we were walking. It was, and little ducks would cross the road. We'd walk 3 miles every day in a circle. And she loved it, and I loved it. The weather was great. We were not near the coast. We were inland. We had spring, summer, and fall. And what I did was built the house, and I built it like the condo that we lived in, because I know she didn't want to go there, but I wanted her to be comfortable. And she was. After a while, she loved it.
Yeah. I mentioned with your poems, it was really a journey through your whole life. There's no question about that. And you definitely weren't shy about letting your feelings go when it came to the treatments, when it came to hospice, when it came to her eulogy. Was that cathartic for you to write about that, to come up with the poems to describe it?
Absolutely. But you know what? all we have that's really, really valuable in the end is memories. And my memories are there. And I, the memories in the book aren't all good, but they're there, and it was our life, and it was amazing. It was amazing. You never realize how fast time goes, and it just zips by.
Boy, isn't that true. And you have four kids. You had four kids. What do the children think of your poetry book?
Well, they can't believe that their father is a poet. It's like, I can't believe it either. I really am. And English was my worst subject, so what can I say?
It just goes to show you anything can happen. And what do you hope, and you're really saying this, what do you hope, William, people take away from reading this book, picking it up at any point, because that's what you can do with poetry. What do you hope their thoughts are when they put it down?
Well, you know, I've learned for the most part, and this is only human, that during our lifetime, we really don't show each other how much we love each other. And I'm just hoping that someone who reads the book will give more love and attention to their significant other. Because love is the most beautiful four-letter word in the world. And then it can move mountains.
Boy, I so agree with that. Perfect place to end this. Again, Angela, A Life in Poetry. Guglielmo is the name on the book, which stands for William, as we learned at the beginning of this. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Thanks so much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you, Kate. My pleasure. Thank you.
Wow, such a great story. And, you know, what's interesting about William is it's like he talked about the life, the meeting. Think about that, many of you out there who have swung for the fences and missed or got lucky enough and you've been married for however long. 56 years is so, in so many ways, unheard of in modern times. I'm going to say moving forward even just a couple of decades ago. And his poetry really is so well done because you can tell when you read it, he's thinking of exactly what is happening. And is as he said, at 90, he's 90 years old, that he's a poet. He didn't even know it. I love that expression. My father was a poet, so reading it was just so lovely. And he talks about, you know, in the beginning when he talked about meeting Angela, he's got a poem called We Meet Again, and he says, 2 years passed and fate was there, a shadow from above, a blind date was arranged. Who would have thought about love? It was you, the girl I had met that day upon the beach. Wow, you were back. There you were, right within my reach. As time went by, love grew and grew. I asked you to be my wife. You heard him describe that to us. Could this be real? Was I just dreaming? Is she back in my life? Was a dream of the past now coming true? I couldn't believe that you would want me and I was to be married to you. Did you really say yes? Did I hear right? My heart was beating. My throat felt so tight. And what a wonderful start to that poem. And you can read that, the rest of that, and all of those poems by picking up the book, I Take Thee, Angela, A Life in Poetry. Thanks for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody. Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.